In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Saint Joseph, Saint Margaret of Cortona, Saint Simon Stock, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate two saints in the church, depending on, your particular devotion to them. Saint Margaret of Cortona, who was a great penitent, a saint who was not a saint at the beginning, but had a major conversion and went from being a great sinner to a great saint. And then there is Saint Simon Stock, who was already noted for his holiness when he was a young child and lived that holiness to a ripe old age of 100 years old, and was one who was able to, or was blessed by Our Lady with the gift of the sacramental of the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is so popular in the church. But they both give witness to the actions of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of love. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit, as being the Spirit of truth, is he convicts us of sin. And in the case of Saint Margaret of Cortona, who was a young woman, who was an attractive woman, who became a concubine, you might say, a consort of a young man, they lived in sin. And in those days, especially, was that a great stigma and a great scandal. And most women would have been, you might say, ashamed to be seen in public, or would not be seen out in all the places where everybody else was. But she took rather pride in the fact that she was this man's lover, and she paraded it around in many ways. She was not ashamed to be seen in public as this man's consort, and they were living in sin. And he was a man of some wealth, so she was able to enjoy some of the benefits of his friendship. And it wasn't until she had a traumatic experience, and that was that this man, who liked to go out hunting, went out one day, and the dog came back without him, and the dog was barking and wanting her to follow him into the woods. And she followed this man's dog into the woods and found him there dead. I don't remember if there was foul play involved or not, but upon looking upon her dead lover, she received a special grace. The Holy Spirit convicted her of sin and its consequences, as sometimes in these types of events, God uses them. And the Holy Spirit convicted of her to ponder, where is his soul right now, and where would her soul be if she were in a similar situation? And that event really moved her to change her life. It was the beginning of her conversion. And Saint Margaret became, when she was parading around her sin, now she made public acts of penance, in the sense that she cut her hair short, which was seen as kind of a great penance for any woman to go around with their hair cut short, and did many other things. She became a Third Order Franciscan because of the fact that the Third Order is, or all Franciscans are, members of the Order of Penance. She became a very prayerful woman, a woman dedicated to the works of charity and the corporal works and spiritual works of mercy, and made public reparation by her giving an example now, not of flaunting sin, but now trying to give a good witness to holiness and virtue. And she lived a chaste life till the day she died. So we have that one type of saint. The Holy Spirit worked very much in her heart and was able to make her a great saint. One of the things that St. Margaret, to her benefit, she never tried to portray her sin as being something good. She reveled in it, she knew it was wrong, and she enjoyed the, you might say, the fruits of her sinful life, but she never tried to justify it and say that it was a virtue. And that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit needs, is for us to be, you might say, at least being open to the truth and not trying to call black white and white black, not to try to call something evil good and call good evil. That's part of the problem today with those who are trying to make sodomy equal to being to marriage. They are not seeing the light. And that's, in one sense, as we said in the past, is sinning against the Holy Spirit. St. Margaret didn't sin against the Holy Spirit. She received the grace, that little spark of grace that our Lord gave her through the power of the Holy Spirit, and moved her to conversion and to reject sin and to embrace Christ. The other saint, Saint Simon Stock, responded, was always open. That's a special gift that some saints have had from very early on in their childhood. They were always in doing works of devotion, and at the age of 12, he wanted to become a hermit. And his parents were too attached to him to give him up, to let him go off and be a hermit. So they said he could stay on their property and live there as a hermit. And it is said that Saint Simon lived in a hollowed out oak tree, and that was his cell. He couldn't sit down or lay down. He stood in this little hollow of an oak tree where he prayed and lived a very ascetical life. And people knew that he was a man of great prayer. And eventually God called him to join another group of hermits who were just coming to Europe from Mount Carmel, the Carmelite order. And then he entered their order, and he went back to the Holy Land and lived there on Mount Carmel for some years until they were chased out of the Holy Land by the invasion of the Saracens. And Saint Simon came back to England and was instrumental in helping the Carmelites make the transition from the Holy Land to the way of life of Europe. And one of those transitions was that he realized they were experiencing great difficulties in that they were not being accepted by the populations, that both religious and lay people looked upon them with a little bit of suspicion, because they looked very Semitic, very Arabic in their dress, with their striped mantle and hairy mantle that they were wearing. And people thought that they were not either Catholic or were they a valid order in the church. And so there was danger that authorities in the church were going to suppress the order of Carmel. And so he then, being a great son of Our Lady, as the Carmelites have always understood themselves to be, greatly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary, he prayed to Our Lady, and on July 16th, 1251, Our Lady appeared to him wearing the scapular and holding it out to Saint Simon, saying, "Receive this scapular, receive the habit of your order. Whosoever shall die wearing this habit will not suffer the fires of hell." And Saint Claude de Colombier says that, you know, God chose a very holy man to give this supernatural wonder to, this sacramental to, in order to give credence and belief to it. Because if this man was such a holy man from even of his earliest childhood, he had such an impeccable character, that's one of the ways in which God wants to show that his message is truly to be believed, because of the holiness of the messenger. And in this case with Saint Simon, you know, so many people did believe, because they didn't think it was a figment of his imagination, because they knew him to be such a good and holy man that he wouldn't lie about something. Sad to say that some of the modern historians of both inside and outside of Carmel have gotten into this notion that he's a figment of their imagination, or that, you know, this was just a pious story. But St. Claude de Colombière, a great Jesuit, the spiritual director of St. Margaret Alacoque, believes strongly in the tradition and the holiness of this man, and that gave even greater credence to this sacramental and its promise that Our Lady gave through St. Simon Stock. And of course, St. Simon made the scapular the main part of the habit of the Carmelite order. And in this supernatural grace that God gave through Our Lady to the order, they made the transition and were greatly accepted in the church because of the grace and the wonders, the miracles that were worked to those who had trust in the promise made to them by Our Lady through the wearing of the brown scapular. As I said, St. Simon Stock eventually passed away at the age of 100 years old, and his relics were returned back to Aylesford, England, back in the 1950s when many of the religious sites in England were restored back to the Catholic Church. But he's a great saint, not well known in the church, but he ought to, because the sacramental that he was given by Our Lady is such a great grace that Our Lady wants to give to us, that she wants to give us the promise that if we wear it with devotion, trying to do our best to live up to this sign of being Our Lady's child, and that the Holy Spirit, you know, does promote his mother, or does promote Our Lady, his spouse, as to those souls, because he wants everyone to love the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she is the greatest instrument that the Holy Spirit ever made use of. Of course, he's her spouse. She is his spouse, and she responded to every inspiration of the Holy Spirit with total fidelity and charity. And so he wants to encourage others to embrace Our Lady as their mother and as their model. And we ask in a special way today with these two great saints, both of them, works of wonder of the Holy Spirit, the wonders of great power of conversion and sanctification, that St. Maximian Kolbe says that Our Lady gives to all those who want to receive them, the graces of conversion and sanctification, because the Holy Spirit and Our Lady are working for this same objective, our conversion and our sanctification. As we prepare and grow closer to the solemnity of Pentecost, asking for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, let us ask in a special way, in our day and age today, so many souls are in need of the grace of conversion, that they will see their sin as it really is, and how offensive it is to God, and turn away from it, and that they will embrace the way of holiness and become sanctified, become great saints. And same goes for each and every one of us, that as we plead for the power of the Holy Spirit to become more active in us and more free to operate, that we will be especially devoted to Our Lady to help us to do that in our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.